Everybody, Andy here again. Well, it's not often that you get the chance to drag a vicar through a graveyard, is it? Yes. Better explain myself, I suppose. Well, this morning I've been out actually helping a couple of friends and a local musician who are doing a video, trying to make a music video for one of this person's songs. And it's all tied up with sort of local history and it's got a very local feel to it. So this morning I went off to the old town in Hastings to be made up, to be dressed up. In a particular costume as a villain, like a thug, completely out of character, I'm sure you'll understand. But, you know, you've got to do these things in the name of art, haven't you, in the name of music. And the whole idea was myself and a big burly drummer that I know went off and we had to drag a vicar, in inverted commas, who'd been caught stealing some gold and some artefacts from the church, I think, and he was trying to bury them in the graveyard itself. And we had to go up there, apprehend him and drag him off, I think to his death eventually, but I didn't get involved with that sort of thing. It's not often that I get involved with men of the cloth anyway, but this particular one, it was all great fun until it started raining, I suppose. But it's just one of those things that's good. Well, a couple of sort of things out to come out of it is about local music and the fact that we've got people here creating great music, and Keith, the particular musician, is someone that I've been playing on the radio for a number of years now. And quite rightly too, because he does write some very good songs. And this particular song is a very good one. The Ghost of Molly Hawkins, it's called. And but apart from that and the quality of the local music, is also the town as well, because where we went to is a church in the old town of Hastings at the end of All Saints Street, for anybody who knows where I'm talking about. A place that I've been past so many times, as one of the other people said, and had never actually been into the graveyard. And the graveyard sort of goes up a slope upwards at the back of the church, and a really amazing place, as graveyards I want to be. And also we noticed all the gargoyles on the church. I happened to say to one of the other people is that I'm not a religious person in any way, but the buildings that they used to make and still continue to make sometimes, especially the older ones that we can see in places like Hastings cathedrals throughout the world, but especially in Britain, are amazing pieces of architecture. The fact that they're still there, but it's the way that they're made and the gargoyles that sit on the top, etc. There's some great ones, and you never really look at them, you never notice. Hence the fact that I'd never been into that graveyard, I never actually really looked at that church particularly until today. So that's something else that's come out of that as well, apart from having a little bit of a role in a local music video. And it's good fun to do that. It's always a good fun to dress up and, you know, or be dressed up and to play things out of character and have a bit of fun, but also to help out other people. And it also shows you a bit more of your town that you didn't really realise was there, or you knew was there, but you didn't understand it completely. And of course that started conversations about ghosts and things like this, and you learn more and more about a particular area of the town that it was filmed in, etc. So all very good fun, and I'm just waiting for the finished product, because this is the second day, or the second sort of part of filming. The third one apparently is... they want lots of ghosts to appear. So we're thinking of ideas of maybe trying to get a lot of ghosts together in the old town at one particular time, possibly in April. And that could be interesting as well. Involve other people. Who knows where that might lead, but it could be interesting once again. And all for a good cause, should we say. Anyway, I've dried off now because I had to walk home in the rain. But anyway, it was, as I said, all good fun. So I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.